A federal judge tossed out Wisconsin's voter ID law on Tuesday. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman ruled that the law unfairly burdens poor and minority voters. The people who took the issue to court are ecstatic, while supporters of the law promised to appeal or modify the law. As Marge Pitroff reports, the battle seems far from over, but settled at least for right now. The law Wisconsin Republicans enacted in 2011 requires people to show government-issued photo identification in order to vote. A state judge halted the rule in 2012 after it was in effect for just one low turnout election. Opponents of the law also sued in federal court and prevailed on Tuesday. Judge Lynn Edelman agreed with groups such as Voces de la Frontera that the ID requirement could discourage voting among people who don't have a driver's license or other government ID. Christine Newman-Ortiz is Voces' executive director.
Here in Wisconsin, the threat of having one of the most restrictive voter ID requirements in the country would actually have excluded 300,000 eligible voters from being able to vote in upcoming elections, and that number has never been disputed.
Supporters of the law claim it would deter voter fraud and give people confidence in elections. State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen released a statement saying his office will appeal Tuesday's ruling because he believes the law is constitutional. Lane Fitzgerald says the judge missed the common sense factor that most people think demanding photo identification is reasonable. Fitzgerald is an attorney with the Fitzgerald Law Firm in Beloit, and he argued on behalf of voter ID.
One of the things that I found very disturbing in Judge Edelman's decision was that one of the reasons that he thought that the voter ID law was unconstitutional was because the state was unable to prove voter fraud on a grand scale. Many times Americans look to the government and say, well, how come they're not protecting our rights? I think what you have here is you have a legislative act that is proactive. And what you have now is you have courts saying, well, no, you can't do this because it's proactive.
Fitzgerald expects court battles to continue until the U.S. Supreme Court takes up voter ID on a grand scale. Until then, he predicts court decisions will continue to split the circuit, meaning have different outcomes in different courtrooms. Some have upheld laws similar to Wisconsin's. Governor Walker has said he would call lawmakers into special session if the courts strike down Wisconsin's law to approve a different version. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he has already persuaded fellow Republicans to approve a modified law. Larry Dupuy advises Wisconsin leaders to proceed slowly. He's with the ACLU of Wisconsin. It has been fighting voter ID.
Even if it's as good an ID requirement as any state has imposed, even the ones that have survived judicial challenges, they have had a long lead-in time for public education and rollout, and they're just not going to be able to do that in the short term. So I don't see any purpose in the legislature rushing to try to get something in place.
The date many people on both sides may be eyeing is November 4th of this year. It's general election day, including for state offices. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.